Hey, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Heather, and this is the AI Papers podcast from PocketPod.
Today, we're diving into some fascinating new research that's pushing the boundaries of what artificial intelligence can do, from making the evaluation of AI outputs more efficient and less biased,
to developing platforms that enhance the capabilities of embodied agents in real-life tasks. It's incredible how these advancements are not just theoretical, but are showcasing tangible improvements and innovations.
Absolutely, Heather. We're also looking at breakthroughs in learning novel manipulation skills with applications that range from simulation to physical environments, accelerating AI inference without sacrificing quality,
and even editing 3D graphics with vision language models. The potential applications for these technologies are as exciting as they are vast.
It's a thrilling time for AI research, and we can't wait to dive deeper into these papers with you all.
This podcast is brought to you by PocketPod, the only place to get podcasts made just for you. Imagine getting a daily news podcast that greets you by name, tells you your weather and an overview of your day, and then stories you actually care about. Head over to PocketPod.app to sign up today.
Today we're diving into a fascinating piece of research that tackles a significant challenge in the AI field: how we evaluate the quality of large language models, or LLMs. The study introduces an innovative approach called the Panel of LLM Evaluators, or POLL, which is a game-changer in assessing these models more accurately and cost-effectively.
Right, Jacob. Evaluating LLMs has been quite a headache for researchers. Traditionally, using a single large model like GPT-4 to judge the output of other LLMs was the go-to method. But this study highlights some major drawbacks to that approach, such as high costs and intramodel bias. Essentially, when the evaluation model favors outputs similar to its own training data.
Exactly, Heather. And that's where POLL comes into play. Instead of leaning on one giant model to do all the judging, POLL uses a diverse group of smaller models. This strategy not only reduces costs by over 7 times, but also minimizes biases since it pulls from a variety of model families with different perspectives.
That's really smart. By diversifying the panel of judges, they've essentially broadened the evaluation criteria in a way that seems more natural and less prone to favoritism. Plus, making it significantly cheaper opens up more opportunities for smaller teams and projects to engage in this kind of advanced evaluation.
And beyond just being more efficient and unbiased, their findings show that using this POLL approach actually leads to better performance across multiple data sets and judge settings compared to relying on a single large model. It's an exciting step forward because it suggests we can assess LLM quality more democratically without sacrificing accuracy or digging too deep into resources.
Definitely exciting, especially for future applications. This could lead to better development practices for LLMs across the board, from academic research projects to industry applications, making advanced AI tools more accessible and reliable for everyone involved.
The latest paper we're looking at introduces Legent, a platform designed to bridge a significant gap in AI research. It's about making AI agents that can operate in the real world, think robots or virtual assistants, more human-like by integrating large language models and large multimodal models. Essentially, it's aiming to teach these agents to understand and interact with their environments in a way that's closer to how humans do.
That sounds intriguing. So, Legent provides a kind of virtual playground for these agents to learn and practice in. It's not just any environment, but a rich 3D one, where these AI agents can move around, interact, and perform tasks. This approach is vital because it offers a way to train AI without the real-world messiness or constraints. With Legent's data generation pipeline, they're leveraging advanced algorithms to create realistic training scenarios on a large scale.
Exactly, Heather. And what makes Legent stand out is its open-source nature, which is pretty rare for platforms of this caliber. This openness means researchers worldwide can access it, experiment with it, and contribute to its development. In their tests against GPT-4-Variva, a variant of the well-known GPT-4, tailored for visual inputs, agents trained on Legent not only performed better on embodied tasks, but also showed promising signs of generalization.
That generalization aspect is crucial because it means these AI agents won't just be good at one specific task in one specific setting. They have the potential to adapt and excel across various environments and tasks. This could mean big things for real-world applications, from more adept service robots in public spaces to better personal assistants at home.
Absolutely. The leap from understanding text or images to interacting with the physical world is huge. By focusing on this integration of language and multimodal understanding into embodied agents through an accessible platform like Legent, we're moving closer to AI that can truly assist us in our daily lives. Understanding context, making decisions, and acting in ways that are more aligned with human expectations. AG Tumanip presents a leap forward in teaching robots to learn new tasks by watching humans. By focusing on the interaction between the robot's tool and the object, rather than the specifics of the robot itself, this method bridges a crucial gap in robotic learning.
Right, Jacob. The key here is its agent-agnostic approach. Traditional methods often stumble because they can't translate knowledge from one robot to another or from simulation to real-world tasks. AG2Manip overcomes this by using videos of humans performing tasks and translating these actions into a format any robot can understand.
Exactly, Heather. And what's impressive is how this approach pays off. In tests across several benchmarks like Franka Kitchen and Maniskill, AG2Manip showed a staggering 325% increase in performance compared to previous methods, all without needing specific demonstrations tailored for each robot.
And it's not just in simulations where AG2Manip shines. When applied in real-world conditions, it boosted imitation learning success rates from 50% to 77.5%. This demonstrates a significant move towards robots that can adapt to various tasks with minimal human intervention.
That's the beauty of it. By abstracting the action representation and focusing on universal aspects of manipulation, AG2Manip paves the way for robots that are more versatile and easier to train across different environments and tasks. It's a big step towards practical applications in industries like manufacturing and service automation, where adaptability is key. Let's delve into a recent study titled Kangaroo, a novel framework that's making waves in the AI field. It addresses a key challenge in AI: accelerating the inference of large language models without sacrificing the quality of outcomes. Traditionally, speeding up these models meant training a separate, simpler model to generate initial drafts, which is both time-consuming and resource-intensive.
Right, Jacob, but Kangaroo takes an innovative approach by leveraging what's called speculative decoding. Instead of relying on an entirely separate model for drafting, it uses a shallow subnetwork within the same model. This subnetwork acts as an internal draft generator, which is then refined by the remainder of the network.
Exactly, Heather. And here's where it gets even more interesting. To ensure this subnetwork can effectively communicate with and benefit from the larger model, Kangaroo introduces an adapter module. This module bridges the gap between the shallow and deep parts of the network, enhancing their interaction without significant overhead.
Now, considering real-world applications, this means faster response times from AI systems like chatbots or translation services without compromising on accuracy or fluency. It's not just about speed, it's about maintaining high-quality results efficiently.
That efficiency is highlighted in their results, too. On a benchmark called SpecBench, Kangaroo achieved speed-ups of up to 1.68 times compared to previous methods while requiring 88.7% fewer additional parameters. This makes it not only faster, but also more lightweight and accessible for deployment.
And for those interested in exploring or even contributing to this research further, the team has made Kangaroo's code available online. It's advancements like these that keep pushing the boundaries of what AI can achieve in practical settings.
This paper introduces a fascinating system that tackles a common and time-consuming problem in graphics design, particularly in movie production and game design. Essentially, it's about automating the laborious process of scene creation in software like Blender, where designers often find themselves performing repetitive tasks, like connecting material nodes hundreds of times.
Right, and the core of their approach is leveraging vision language models, or VLMs for short, like GPT-4V. The system uses these models to intelligently navigate through the design action space to fulfill a user's intent. It's interesting because they've developed a vision-based edit generator alongside a state evaluator to identify and execute the correct sequence of actions needed to achieve the desired outcome.
Exactly. And what's innovative here is how they incorporate imagined reference images generated by image generation models into this process. This addition is designed to provide visual grounding for abstract language descriptions, essentially mimicking how humans use visual imagination during the design process.
In practice, this system has shown promise in automating simple yet tedious tasks within Blender. For example, it can edit procedural materials based on text or reference images and adjust lighting configurations for product renderings in complex scenes. This could significantly reduce the hours designers spend on these tasks.
Absolutely, and while it's more of an incremental step forward rather than a giant leap, it suggests a pathway towards more intelligent automation in creative fields. By reducing time spent on repetitive tasks, designers could focus more on the creative aspects of their work. And that was the AI Papers podcast for Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.